and it's a very busy time. And Ms. Babbitt, you're going to be able to stay, though? Okay. Mr. De La Rosa wants to get back for another meeting, so I really appreciate him coming back and forth from Madison. It's a busy time. And Ms. Ledger, are you going back this afternoon, too? All right. Well, this dictates now, because I think we'll spend a little bit more time on the concealed carry probably anyway. But so what we're going to do is go to number three, so Mr. De La Rosa can make his legislative update on what's going on right now and some of the bills we need to find out about. And then we will do family care, since Ms. Ledger has to go too. And then we will do concealed carry three. So we're going in reverse order, sorry, but that's the way it is. Okay. As chairman, you have these terrific powers, of course, so that's my decision. Thank you. Thank you all. I didn't ask. I'm sorry. Anybody got a real problem with that? Never mind. Okay, moving on. Thank you all. Mr. De La Rosa, we'll go out. Madam Clerk, would you read that, please?
We are on item number three, the update on legislative matters. It is informational, unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I thank you for this consideration and discussion. Tomorrow, the Joint Finance Committee is scheduled to take up the family care and medical assistance provisions in the state budgets. Last week, we had relations with Ian Madison, with the Director of Lawful Funds, Michelle Welfare Studio. She talked to key legislators related to family care and the enforcement of enrollment gaps, waiting lists for their needs for family care, as well as have discussions related to the $500 million cuts. As far as joint finance and its immediate schedule, after tomorrow, Thursday will be a day in which the committee will take up items related to transportation and specifically to mass transit. Given the fact that we're looking at a $7 million reduction, a 10% cut in transportation, mass transit assistance, this is a key item, particularly given the fact that the director has not indicated projecting a structural deficit for Mont County Transit in the vicinity of $16 million, of which $7 million would be attributable to local assistance. With that said, I'd like to just briefly talk about four or five items the Joint Finance Committee has already taken up and addressed to some extent. First is child support enforcement. As you recall, the governor's budget had proposed the child support contracts of the county and state department of children and families be at a reduced level. The Intergovernment Relations work along with the Child Support Enforcement Association as well as our local Child Support Enforcement Department to try to rectify that and get the funding restored. Unfortunately, a remedy was not resolved, which leaves a deficit of about a shortfall of about $3.6 million. Anticipated impacts with regards to child support enforcement staff could be a reduction as many as 38 individuals. Given the disparity that this cut would have on behalf of Milwaukee County, we call this to the attention of the co-chairs of Joint Finance, and Senator Darling has indicated that she would be looking at perhaps reconsidering this item at a later date. With that said, the other item that was taken up by the Joint Finance Committee dealt with the dissolvement of CERTA, the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Transportation Authority, and specifically the dissolvement of its assets, which were somewhere in the vicinity of about $1.2 million. The motion that was offered basically divided it amongst the three counties equally, one-third, 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 which meant approximately $400,000 would be received by each county. Immediately, as this motion was being introduced, we called attention to the fact that this should be based on how the funds were generated, which basically comes out of Mitchell Field, approximately 85 to 90%. Senator Darling had indicated also on this matter that she wants to, if at all possible, take another look at it, given the contention of how it was raised and how it's being dispersed. With regards to joint finance actions in the justice area, the TAD program, the Treatment Alternatives and Diversions Program, was one that was previously funded by federal stimulus dollars. Those dollars have since dried up and exhausted themselves. In conjunction with the Chief Judge's Office and Intergovernmental Relations, worked with Senator Darling and basically had funding restored to the program, as it would be with other counties, which basically would require a 25% match. So while that TED program is there, it would be like other counties requiring a match provision in there. Mr. Chairman, I believe you had some discussions with regards to the museum and funding relative to $200,000 Department of Tourism dollars coming into the museum. While that's been an item that's been there for many years, given the turbulent times in Madison, I'd like to thank you for your efforts in coordinating, making sure that that $200,000 is going to be continued going to the museum.
Well, okay, I'll jump in and I'll just say thank you. You let us know about that, someone in the museum who's been on the board and talked. And I guess it just a quick comment I'll make here is that, you know, maybe for next meeting we'll have a summary of what has happened, or again, you know, our major legislative, what we've emphasized, you know, and where we're at. And I guess I know we went through this last month and stuff, but we just, you know, you got to keep digging. We got to keep making our points, you know, together as a committee, or maybe some of the bills we do today. And, you know, we just can't give up. I mean, there's been some small victories. I don't know how small senior care might be, but we know the joint finance has backed off a little bit from the governor's budget as far as senior care is concerned. We're also looking at recycling. So, you know, some things when we talk about mandates or some things that make fiscal sense, I think we need to drive those points home, because these are fiscally responsive people. That's the emphasis, certainly. And we need to keep making those points. And, you know, it's we've had some minor victories in a couple of years here at the museum with one thing or some funding we've always received. And I would say maybe after we're done, this is the, you went through a lot of them, Mr. Barbarossa, but this is joint finance for tomorrow, transportation, some of the things you've just been talking about. So we can make a copy and pass that around to people so you have it too then. Okay, Madam Clerk, I should do that after we're done, probably.
Keep in your mind, Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Okay.
While that
I made some notes, just ignore those.
While,
so scratch those off.
While at that time that was the schedule for finance for
tomorrow. Is that different then?
It's been changed so that...
Can we get the new one then? Is that possible?
Sure. Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Yes,
disregard that. Okay.
I hear how fluid things are, even though
yeah.
I said it's been rescheduled now for Thursday.
Okay.
But with that said, another component that of the state budget that was addressed by the Joint Finance Committee.
It's a light on, I'm sorry, because people said you're having a little difficulty.
Yes.
So, yeah, so that cool. So
dealt,
thank you.
Dealt with tax policy and the fiscal restraints that were put on municipalities and counties. And on that note, Mr. Katie would like to comment briefly on that.
Yes. Mr. Chairman, there was a motion approved by the Joint Finance Committee that, in essence, would say may have loosened the caps that the Governor Walker proposed in his budget, but after further examination, it's not much of a loosening at all. What the governor did was extend the tax levy limits that were currently set to expire in December of 2010, and basically December of 2012, so that would affect through the 2013 budget. And the current levy allowed levy increases of up to 3%. Okay? The governor's basically went down to 0% or net new construction, whichever is higher. The Joint Finance Committee basically gave a little bit of room in saying that if by a supermajority vote, a legislative body could extend that by an additional one-half of 1% in order to take advantage of any unused levy from the prior year. So for us, that if 15 out of 19 supervisors...
60% or is it
60%? It's 75% is the
supermajority.
Supermajority
is 75%?
So,
okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that's wow. Would be, well, 14.25 supervisors. So we'll just say 15 would need to vote for that. That would give the county an additional approximately $1.3 million of additional cap room for the coming year. In exchange, they also made the levy, instead of sunsetting as the governor had proposed, they basically made them permanent. And they said beginning in 2013 and on, the allowable levy increase will be 1.5% or net new construction, whichever is greater. Okay? So it's a rather small amount. There was also one other exemption that allowed for a one-year hiatus from the requirement that if your debt service is going down, okay, you would get that benefit. You can get that benefit right away instead of having to lower the levy. For Milwaukee County, that's probably not going to be applicable because our debt service is expected to increase up until 2013, and then it begins to decline. So we wouldn't be able to take advantage of that for the next year.
Anything else, Mr. Dunn?
And that should summarize the finance case, Chairman.
Now, there's more to come. We've got questions for the committee supervisor. Borkowski, you first, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In listening to Mr. Cady's report, as far as some loosening of the purse strings, if you will, and I know that Ms. Paul is in our audience, but this county executive, too, has said that he will not be proposing a tax increase. So it's nice that, you know, we know that we have a little leeway, but we also know what the county executive has said. So, and I guess I don't mean to be the wet blanket here, but I wanted to say that. The other thing is that, you know, we all recognize how bleak the state budget is, and especially how it dramatically affects Milwaukee County. And I guess I'm going to look to our lobbyists. Is there any rays of sunshine or some kind of hope as far as joint finance or even the the Senate or the Assembly, you know, trying to save our transit system, for instance? I mean, is this just I don't want to say it's an act of futility and stuff, but I mean, you know, the governor's got both houses, and, you know, I mean, are you hearing, is there any optimism from Milwaukee County? I mean, I guess I'm not hearing it, I'm not seeing it, I'm not up there, okay? And I guess that's what I'm asking you, is...
Given the first item on the first day that joint finance dealt with, namely child support, and how difficult that issue was, and there was no relief that was provided in there, it's going to be extremely difficult in trying to get any assistance in basically any program. But given the fact that transit is a top priority, we're continuing to work on it. We were up there this morning, and we'll be back there this afternoon. It's been delayed until Thursday, and Bernie will be caucusing this afternoon. We have maybe some indication, hopefully by tomorrow, of where things stand.
It's not for lack of effort on our part, and especially the two of you, and I totally understand that. I guess all of us are well-read. We, you know, have a good sense of what's going on. I was just hopeful that maybe there's been, you know, some rays of hope in the sense that we get tossed a bone or something, you know?
As the chairman had indicated, there's been some indications of attempting to provide some relief in the areas of recycling, as an example. That's been one area that's been mentioned. As it relates to the topic of transportation, it focuses over to general transportation, GTAs, which is roads. So if anything in the area of transportation, that does look like that's going to be an item that's going to receive some relief. But relative to transit, that hasn't percolated as of yet as being a priority that's going to be funded.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, thank you very much, Ms. Babbitt. You're able to stay? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Elrosa, back and forth. We appreciate you. And I guess I'd just make a request for next month's cycle, you know, depending whether we meet or not, but certainly we would like a, in some form, I know you're very busy, but we'll give you a month here notice. As far as a couple of bills you talked about, what has passed according to our priorities, or where we are in transportation, for example, or if something does pass, so, you know, we can kind of check off, or, you know, what we're still working on. Okay? I know you know where we're going on that. Okay? Thank you very much. Drive carefully. Take Blue Mountain, not 94. Terrible out there. All right, number two.